RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Kentucky correspondent is Casita Dean May. Dean is a professor and head of the Department of Social Work at Western Kentucky University. Laura and Dean have been married for 34 years and have two young adult daughters, Natalie and Claire. In their journey to the empty nest, Laura and Dean discovered the RVing lifestyle and culture. In a series of fortunate events, they purchased a new to them 2005 Casita 17-foot Freedom Deluxe Egg Camper in the fall of 2015. They are particularly fond of attending egg rallies for RVers that own molded fiberglass RVs. They also travel with Gibbs, their Mississippi Maltese. Welcome to the show, Casita Dean May.
Hey, it's great to be here.
This is a very exciting episode because it is paired with an RV Family Travel Atlas episode. So you have to go over to the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast and you will find an entire episode devoted to exploring Mammoth Cave National Park. And in this episode of Campground of the Week, Dean is going to tell us about a great campground to stay at while you are visiting Mammoth Cave National Park, and that is the Mammoth Cave Jellystone. But first, we want to thank our sponsors.
All right, so a big thank you to Jayco. The Precept Class A motorhome comes with Jayco's exclusive J-Ride Plus ride and handling package and an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty to make the trip just as luxurious and comfortable as your time at camp. Visit your local Jayco dealer or head over to jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
And thank you also to Progressive Insurance. You can stay protected with emergency expense, which is automatically included with your RV comp and collision. Progressive will pay for temporary expenses, transportation, and towing if your RV is damaged more than 50 miles from your home. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info. All right, Dean, you ready to go?
Dean, we're so pumped that we sent you to hang with Yogi Bear, because Yogi Bear, Casita Dean May, American icons hanging near a national park. So I'm just going to put it right to you. Did you enjoy the Jellystone experience?
Oh, yes. I was up every morning. Laura wasn't, but I was up every morning for the character experiences. And yes, everyone knows, I got a chance to get a hug with Yogi.
Because I demanded it of you, practically.
Yeah. We have a great picture. And if you haven't seen that picture, you have to visit the show notes for this episode, because Dean and Yogi look like a natural pair.
They do. They do. Now, Dean, just situate us a little bit with the location of the Mammoth Cave Jellystone Park.
Okay, it's right off I-65. This is one of the easiest places you could ever find. We're 75 minutes south of Louisville, Kentucky, and 75 minutes north of Nashville, and about 30 minutes north of Bowling Green. So you'll just take exit 53, and you'll go west, and the campground is only 5 minutes off the interstate. I think it's 1.4 miles to the entrance of the campground. So very, very easy to find.
Now, I also want to say that you gave us great recommendations for Bowling Green over on the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast as well. Okay, so tell us about the size of this campground.
Okay, I think I would categorize this as a medium-sized campground. There's 125 RV sites. They also have 8 tent sites. But what's really different, and this was kind of a different experience for Laura and I, we're a little more accustomed to going to state parks and maybe Corps of Engineer parks. So in addition to the 125 RV sites, they have 75 cabins, many of which are brand new, and they're full featured with lots of amenities. So you have a nice cross section if you want to go to the Mammoth Cave National Park. Depending on what your amenities are, it would be real easy to come here and just stay in a cabin.
You know, it's so funny that Carrie Cox had her first Jellystone experience this year for us also. And she also mentioned the cabins and was really like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised at what a part of the Jellystone experience this is. And I just want to mention that one of the reasons those are great too is if you decide to travel with people that don't have an RV, they can stay in the cabin at this campground while you stay at your RV site. And it's a really great way to travel with grandparents, maybe to the national park, or friends that aren't RVers. So it's a convenient thing, a little outside of the box way to travel.
And Jellystone is working hard on bringing great new cabins to a lot of the campgrounds. So tell us about the physical appearance of the campground and the surroundings. What does this campground look like?
Okay. We're in South Central Kentucky, so we really have gently rolling hills. We're not flat, not mountainous, just sort of just a beautiful area. And the campground is like that. So it's gently rolling hills. It's not heavily wooded. So most of the campground, you're going to have some trees. There are abundant trees for some shade, but it's not like you're camping in the woods. So there's, I think, a nice balance there. Just a beautiful area.
Now tell us about some of the changes that are happening at this campground. We wanted to cover this campground now because it really is, we think, the best family option if you're visiting Mammoth Cave National Park. But they're doing a huge expansion project and it's not finished, right?
Right. And I really do see this as being a campground that's in transition. And again, I've looked at some surrounding campgrounds. I can say that for a family, you know, this is definitely the place that I would recommend. I tried to find when the Mammoth Cave Jellystone started, and I couldn't find that particular detail. I am guessing maybe even early 70s. So it has been around for a long time. But right now they are in middle, or I think past middle, of a $10 million transformative renovation that when you have that Mammoth Cave Jellystone and you're only 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from Mammoth Cave National Park, and given the surrounding area here, you're looking at a wonderful destination for RVers and campers that are looking for that family vacation in a resort setting.
So stay tuned, folks. Right?
Well, also, too, I think it's important, like, because we on the other podcast we talked about how like you might spend 3 or 4 days at Mammoth Cave National Park. If you're staying somewhere like this Jellystone that's going to have water slides and activities and all that stuff, a week-long vacation all of a sudden starts to make sense for this particular national park, in my opinion.
Right. And, you know, Laura and I, as the girls were growing up, we did Disney World a couple of times, but we were always real careful when we do Disney World. We're going to be at a condo for 7 days, but we would try to avoid going to one of the Disney parks back to back. So it's always nice to take in a park one day and then stay at the resort, hang out at the pool, sort of recuperate. And now with this Jellystone, with these renovations, you can have lots of fun on site at the Jellystone and then hit the national park. And there's enough to see at the national park that you can go back 2 or 3 times and then still take another day or two to explore the rest of the area. So you can easily make a 7 day plus family vacation here.
Such good advice from a seasoned dad.
That's our style, man.
It is.
If it's at Disney or Jellystone, to do a day at the campground, then a day off hiking or whatever activity, I think is a great way to do a family vacation.
All right, Dean. So tell us about what we're looking at cost-wise, but also talk to us about what kind of access we have to this park throughout the year. I'm sure there's high seasons and low seasons there.
Right, right. And they have basically, you know, you have the winter season, you have prime time, and then sort of tweener seasons in between that. Now, the prices I'm going to give her for peak season, so you can get a primitive site for $56 a night, you can get a water electric site for $74 a night, or you can be like me and want to spring the extra $3 and spend $77 a night for full hookups for a 30-amp or $81 for full hookup for the 50-amp. So that would be all of the RV sites. And then, like I mentioned earlier, they have dozens of cabins there. And the cabins range from these really cute little efficiencies up to larger bungalows. And they will range in price from $125 a night to $300 a night. But that $300 one, you may be able to sleep 10 people in it. So you can put a couple of families easily and help sort of cost share that price.
Yeah, and you're getting access to all of those amenities too. So.
Right, right.
Now, how did reservations work for you? How far ahead did you book, and what would you recommend in that department?
Now, I booked, we were there a Monday through a Thursday. I booked a couple of months ahead of time, didn't have that much difficulty. I would recommend, though, I am seeing what this Jellystone is in the process of doing with this $10 million renovation. I would be careful during peak season once they're in full swing. I would reserve probably a few months in advance.
Yeah, the word's going to get out, and things are probably going to get hopping around there.
All right, talk to us about the sites at the Jellystone.
Yeah, now this was something else that was different for me in that the vast majority of sites at this campground are pull-throughs. So it's real easy. You just come into the park, check in, and go to your pull-through site. I'm used to places that have primarily back-ends, and maybe there's 10% or less pull-through sites. You know, sometimes a little more, but there are. And this is predominantly pull-through sites around the perimeter of the campground. You can find some back-end sites.
Now, how was your particular pull-through site?
Okay, well, to tell the truth, and this was interesting. I booked a back-end site, and then I got there and realized, again, not knowing. I got there, it was right next to the swimming pool. And I mean right next to the swimming pool. And then it also backed up to the construction area where they are doing this monumental, amazing pond that's going to be, or lake, small lake that's going to be lots of fun for folks. And Laura and I kind of, it's like, well, do we hang out here or do we ask about moving? We went back to the check-in and talked to them a little bit at the ranger station. They said, well, hey, no problem if you want to move. They got a map out, and they literally went through and circled every available site, let Laura and I walk around and find our pull-through site. And we found a perfect pull-through site, and we had a wonderful time, and we really appreciated them allowing us to kind of move from that back-end site to another site. I'd never asked to do that before, and they were wonderful and pleasant, and the customer service was outstanding.
Good to hear. Now, this is not like some of these state park type sites or Corps of Engineer type sites that you may have been used to. This was a new experience for you, right?
Yes, yes. And again, this is kind of one of these things. And again, Laura and I, with where we traditionally will go to camp, and I think I've even heard you guys mention on some of the other podcast episodes that you'll kind of look for those more secluded back-end sites, because those pull-through sites a lot of times aren't quite as private. And given that's the majority of the sites here, I think your description of that is accurate. But this campground is really not about isolation and seclusion. It's about family fun. So Laura and I had a pull-through site. It was different than maybe what we were accustomed to at a lot of the state parks where we go to, but it still was on point for what the mission of this campground is.
And that's always a good point. Are you going to be spending time relaxing at your site, or are you going to be
swimming in the pool.
And I would ask our listeners to think about it this way. At a campground like this, whether it's a Jellystone or another private campground that has a lot of large shared common areas and activities and amenities, they're giving up a lot of their space to those types of things, to the pools, to the playgrounds. And so there is just going to be less space for the sites. If you're at a campground that doesn't have all that stuff, the sites are going to be bigger.
Spread them out.
It's a give and a take. It's a, you know, it's a yin and a yang, basically.
Well, let's talk about those activities and amenities then. So what's at the Mammoth Cave Jellystone?
Well, now, there's currently, they have two swimming pools. One is a new swimming pool that also has a splash area and a water playground. So that's lots of fun for the kids. And then the other pool is beautiful as well, but it's a more traditional swimming pool. Then in addition to the two pools and the water playground area, they also have a water slide. And yes, I did go down the water slide.
Good for you.
So I had lots of fun with that. However, the one thing I'd like to say, and maybe I should have gone ahead and made the plunge literally, they have a jump pillow, but I could never find the jump pillow. There was usually at least six or eight kids on it, and I've never been on a jump pillow. I wanted to give it a try, but I was a little reluctant. So I did the water slide, but I didn't do the jump pillow.
Next time, stage two, Dean.
They didn't have the adult jump hour where all the kids are cleared off, so us adults can get on it. You know, the adults can send the little kids flying too, though. That is part of the dynamic there.
I could see that happening, but I do think there should be adult beverages and adult jump time. So
that sounds like a really interesting combination, Dean.
Submit that. We're going to submit that as a recommendation.
I can picture them explaining that to the insurance company.
Uh-huh.
Drinks and jump pillow.
All right. What other fun things?
They have a couple of playgrounds, and they also have one of the playgrounds is located next to the laundry facility, which I think is a nice touch. So if you have to break down, do a little bit of laundry, you can still hang out and keep an eye on the kids while they're at the playground. So I thought that was nice. But then they have a lot of your traditional activities. They have a basketball court, sand volleyball, horseshoes. Now, Laura and I are very competitive mini golf players, and the mini golf is free, which is nice. It's a little long in the tooth, so I'm hoping that the mini golf course will get renovated. But Laura and I still managed to have a good time, and I think I actually beat her for a change.
You're not positive, though. I mean, it's a possibility.
I'm not positive. So, and they also have fishing, and they have daily wagon rides. They have a recreation program, and they really run a plethora of activities during the summer. And I also noticed, since we have Gibbs the Mississippi Maltese, they have a pet playground that was getting ready to open up this summer.
Nice. Now, did you guys get any campground ice cream?
Yes, we did. And I love the Ranger Station. The current Ranger Station, of course, has been around for a while, but it just kind of gives you that iconic feel when you walk into it, like you're walking into the, you know, the 1960s. And now with this renovation, they're going to get this modern, convenient, I'm sure, super uber Ranger Station. But I really like the current Ranger Station. You go in and you can get food, but you can also get ice cream. So
the kind of the feeling of like the trading post at Fort Wilderness, right? It just kind of like takes you back in time.
Yeah, it did for me. I mean, it was nice. So I enjoyed the current one, but I have a feeling that the new Ranger Station is going to be off the charts.
Now, they're planning on actually putting in a sand beach, right, as part of the renovation.
Okay, now this is where it really gets epic, that they're putting in this new Ranger Station, and again, it's sort of adjacent to the current, it's just an expansion of the campground. And again, given that we live in South Central Kentucky, and this is where this Mammoth Cave Jellystone is located, it's going to be called Karst Beach. So again, we have lots of karst formations in caves here. But I have, and again, I have a website that you're going to be able to link to and kind of check out and see what's going to be in full bloom in 2018. But I have some really neat statistics, if you want to hear them, about Karst Beach.
I'm ready if you are.
All right. Get this. It is going to be a 2.3-acre man-made pond that has a liner. So just like a swimming pool has a liner, this is going to be a 2.3-acre lake with a liner. They are then going to bring in 72 million pounds of sand, which is basically going to create clear water for you.
And there goes the $10 million.
I know. Now $10 million sounding cheap for that.
I know. Wow. This is pretty amazing.
And good luck getting Yogi to do any of that work.
He's lazy.
Well, I think Yogi's going to have some fun here, because once this lake is built, they're going to bring in something called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly or not, a Wibbitz. And what a Wibbitz is an inflatable water park. So, you know, most of us have taken our kids somewhere where they have these, you know, inflatables and jump castles where the kids can play. And of course, there's jump pillows and jump pads and all that type of thing. But what this is going to be, if you can imagine this 2.3 acre lake in which there's going to be an obstacle course of all different varieties of challenges and obstacles for kids and maybe adults to get on and have a really, really good time. And again, now there will be an extra cost for this compared to the other campground activities, but this is really is going to make this Jellystone just an off the chart destination for families.
We're going to have to postpone our visit, Casita Dean, until the Wibbitz are up
coming,
and running.
Coming next summer.
Yeah.
So any other organized activities and recreation worth mentioning?
Let me see. I mean, they run activities from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. And, you know, and Laura being the dancer that she is, we hit the family dance party on a particular evening at the pavilion. And, I was going to share some of those pictures, but, she said no.
She shut it down. Oh, Laura.
Do you have any photos?
We want to see. We just us. Just say Laura, yeah. Just Stephanie and Jeremy.
Any photos of you beating her at mini golf?
Well, no, I try not to take pictures of that, because usually I lose.
All right. Now, go ahead.
But again, they do lots of summer recreation activities for kids. And again, you know, everything from arts and crafts to wagon rides to character appearances. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I can just imagine, you know, Laura and I as empty nesters, what it would have been like to have had our girls there several years ago.
Now, what are your insider details about the sites? Knowing that you went through the process of kind of changing your mind about sites and moving a little, give some people tips for booking and some guidance for picking out their own sites.
Okay. One of the things I would do as far as an insider detail, if you're trying to maximize your privacy a little bit, and again, I don't know that that's a super reasonable expectation, is I would choose one of the back-end sites along the back of the campground, and that would be sites 110 through 116. And that would be, if Laura and I were to go back and hang out, that's where I would first look to try to book a site.
Okay, now nobody's perfect. So what would you like to see them improve at this campground?
Okay, and you know, and again, this is kind of one of these things that's going to take care of itself. There's currently quite a bit of construction going on, and it's going to be an expansion of the campground. So the one border of the campground that is adjacent to the construction area, I think I would avoid those sites that are adjacent to Karst Beach that they're putting in until you know that they're finished with that. But then, I think it'll be fun. You can get one of those back end sites adjacent to Karst Beach and basically look out the back of your site, and you're going to see this pond and this small lake with this huge ginormous obstacle course in it. And I think it would be fun just to watch kids and adults play on that thing.
Now, anything else? That'll take care of itself. Is there anything else you're hoping is sort of part of this $10 million renovation?
Oh, there are a couple of things that, you know, that maybe I think it would be nice along with the main part of the campground. I think a couple of the bathrooms, things could be maybe renovated there. I mentioned earlier about the mini golf could use a little bit of updating. They had indicated that they have in 2012, they put in a state-of-the-art Wi-Fi system. We still kind of struggled with that, which maybe, you know, Wi-Fi's changed quite a bit in the last 5 years. What was state-of-the-art in 2012 is obviously not state-of-the-art when it comes to technology. Cell phone service was fine. Wi-Fi could still be improved, in my opinion.
It's just, for me, it's really nice to hear this review, because we know that this is one of those campgrounds that's been family owned and around with this major destination in America for decades. And I'm kind of excited that this family owned campground is like, they're just doubling down, right, on it becoming new and fresh for another generation of campers.
And it makes a trip to Mammoth Cave National Park doubly exciting, because I feel like you can combo it with the Jellystone stay, and it can be lots of fun both in the national park and lots of fun in the Jellystone Park, all wrapped into one vacation.
Yeah. Dean, thank you so much for coming on and reviewing the Mammoth Cave Jellystone. I want to tell everybody, Casita Dean has lived in this area for a long time. He lives nearby in Bowling Green, and he's an expert. He shared all of his recommendations for Mammoth Cave National Park, for the surrounding area, over on RV Family Travel Atlas.
And there was this whole segment of the podcast that was really bizarre about white squirrels, which I think I need to go back and re-listen to just to make sure I understand what he was saying about white squirrels
white
being
squirrels.
Released into the city of Bowling Green. So check out the other show as well. They are linked podcasts. Casita Dean May, thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Dean.
We will see you at the campground.
Hey, I'm going to say one more quick thing here, if it's okay.
Okay,
bonus.
Right.
This is like the hidden track. It's like the hidden track at the end of an album.
Okay, this is all about RVFTA, because, you know, you guys are the ones that got me on Facebook several months ago. So we end up at this campground, and we end up finding another wonderful RVFTA family. So we ended up meeting a wonderful couple by the name of Christy and Jim Woods, got a chance to meet their two kids, Harper and Lilia. And so I just had to, it was kind of weird. Here I am at this Jellystone, and I bump into another RVFTA family. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them.
Oh, that's a nice experience.
And it's not surprising to hear that they were a wonderful family.
And that's the benefit of social media. There's lots of negative stuff out there on social media. We're bringing the positive to you here at RVFTA.
And how did you discover each other? Just because you were posting photos,
on Facebook.
Right?
Okay,
I think because I was here I am on social media hugging Yogi Bear, and the next thing we know, there's an RVFTA family there, and they still approached me after that.
Who wouldn't? You're a star. I'm sure they got your
eye. I always get my Yogi hugs too. There's no shame in my game when it comes to a Yogi hug. Dean, thank you so much for another great campground review.
Hey, thank you all very much. It was lots of fun.
Bye-bye.
It always is. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.